Hey everybody, thanks for listening. My name is Amadeus, and I'm an everyday American. So what is an everyday American? An everyday American is someone who doesn't believe in the ideology of a single party. You know, they aren't married to every single belief in a religion. They're actually the average American. And if you look at studies, they've shown that a majority of the country is not Democrat, it's not Republican, not Libertarian, not Green. We're all kind of in the center of real politics, and we don't subscribe to any specific party, and that's me. Why I want you guys to listen to me is because I want to talk to everyone about what the real center is supposed to be. We don't actually understand what the real center is. We don't want to shove everyone off of government assistance. We don't want to create a massive welfare state either. We want to create a state that works for everyone, so that doesn't matter if you are born into rural McDowell, West Virginia, or you are born in Manassas County, Virginia, you have the same opportunity to make yourself a better person. I hear you saying, well, that's great and it'd be nice, but we just can't. And that's not true. We can't afford not to, because the American greatness, you know, economically, is long gone. We used to have it, but we don't anymore. Everyday Americans like myself are suffering. Our tax returns got hosed thanks to this latest tax bill, but our companies got huge tax breaks and our bosses got massive bonuses. But we don't like to talk about that unless you're on the quote-unquote left. If you're on the right, it's great because the stock market's up and everything's doing well. It's not. Now, I'm not just saying that because, oh, something might have happened to me. No, actually. I'm in a decent position. However, let's look at GM as a case study. Massive tax breaks. In fact, they're not paying any federal tax. Their CEO made $21 million in compensation for 2017, and they're laying off up to 14,000 people. 1,500 of those jobs are already gone at the Lordstown plant, which closed just the week before recording this message. So you can't tell me that everyday Americans are seeing a better economy. We're just not. We're stuck. Most of my friends and neighbors haven't seen a real pay raise in years. I would say before the 2008 recession, and even then it was 1 or 2%. I'm just going to lay it out there flat. If you actually care about what an everyday American thinks about our current political system and our current economy, and the way our country is headed, please, by all means, listen to my future podcasts. If you don't care, if you think that everything is great and you are rah-rah for some party and nothing will ever change your mind, then don't bother, please, because I can't change your mind. I want to have an open and honest discussion about the reality of politics today and the reality of our economic situation. I don't want to talk about crazy tweets. I don't want to talk about, you know, the lies on both sides. We're going to have to address them, but we're going to debunk the lies from both sides. Not just the right, not just the left, and not just the far right and left either. We are going to talk about everything. I fully invite you to go ahead and join me on my An Everyday American podcast, and I hope I see you there. But to be honest, if you don't have an open mind, I'm probably not going to be able to change yours. Have a great day, and thank you so much for listening.